Okay, last week we dealt with two topics. The topic of Kinyan Arba Amis, which we dealt with the first 2 days, and the topic of Tzav Yadai, which we dealt with the rest of the week. Well, let's finish the Mishnah, and then we'll get to the third topic of the Yamid, which is the first few lines of the Gemara, and that we're going to spend, Yitzh Hashem, the entire week on the concept with which the Gemara begins. Let's just finish the Mishnah. We spoke about Ksav Yadai. What else is there? Safik Erishin. Kosav Ksav Yadai. Bang Olav Eidim. So that's what we discussed. If you have a shtar, a get, which is written in the handwriting of the Megarish, but there are no witnesses, so that Minatayr is a good get. Midrabanan, it's not a good get. We treat it, Midrabanan, as if it's a Safik. It's not really a Safik, but we treat it, Ki'ilu, it's a Safik get. And then there are two more cases. Yesh olav eidim ve'ein bo zman. A shtar which has witnesses but has no zman. What's wrong with such a shtar? It's a good get. What's the difference if it has zman or not? So the Gemara Gittin says that taka min ha-toira, a get doesn't need zman. The chazal v'choshish shem yechapa al bas ha-choysa. But if someone's wife is mizana, and he wants to cover up for her, she shouldn't be chayav nisa. So he is going to predate a get. He'll give her a get without his man. Afterwards, he'll write in his man, and it'll be predated. It'll cover up for his for the wife. Kiilu she had a get before this nus. So one man the other says shem yachapo basa chaisa, and the other one says mishum peiri. If you predate the get, it's going to affect the Paris of Nichsei Malug, which she's entitled to, but if you predate the get, it'll turn out she's not entitled to. If she sold it, you'll take it from the Kuchis. So either way, it's a Xera Darabonon on a get chained by his man. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishonim if this line of the Mishnah, the line over there in the Masechta, in the Masechta's Gittin, a shtar sheyesh by Eidim ve'ein by his man is possible. Is that only true according to Rav Meir? Or is that true even according to Rav Elazar? Rav Elazar holds Eidei Mesira Karti, and we pass on Rav Elazar. Eidei Mesira are the Iker Eidei Haget. So there's a Machlokes Rishonim, the Ritva here brings it on the Mishnah, whether this din, that a shtar, she'ein bo zman is possible, is MS Ladina, like Rebbe Laza, or no. Rebbe Laza holds Eidei Mesira Karti, and therefore everything depends on Eidei Mesira. And Eidei Mesira will know the date. They'll know what the date is. That has to. Midravan. Right, the Mishnah Taka said that the Mishnah said that even Rabbi Elazar is mighty in Eidei Dechasima, and they take an oil. That Lamaisa, we don't give a get without Eidei Dechasima. When they take an oil, we have Eidei Dechasima, even though we pass in Eidei Mesira is enough. We pass this enough Eidei Mesira. Nevertheless, we sign in they take an oil. What does that mean? What's a take an oil? Tikkun Olam is, if you're going to rely on Eidei Mesira, what are you going to do? Eidei Mesira may die, may move away. You won't know that it was given. So when they Tikkun Olam, we have Eidei Chasima as well. And the assumption is that if they are Eidei Chasima, we understand there was a Mesira. And that's what we rely on. We have Eidei Chasima plus Eidei Mesira. But in the din d'oraisa of Gittin, Eidei Mesira is enough, and the machlokes is in the din d'oraisa of Gittin. The din d'oraisa of a get, whether ein lo zman matters. Actually, din d'oraisa should be no safek. Everyone agrees Minatayra doesn't need zman. So the question is whether this d'rabbanan holds true even according to Rabbi Elazar. It's got to be shayla only to d'rabbanan. D'rabbanan de ketikun, that you have to have zman or else it's not a get. Is that true even according to Rabbi Elazar? Well, Eidei Mesira Karti, that the Ikara, the Eidei Mesira. Taka Mistaver that once Chazal Masakani Dechsima that you should need his man. Ritva Lamaisa brings a machlaikis, and Halacha, it's also a machlaikis. So Shulchan Aruch says, I think that Eivai's man is possible. And there's a Teres Gittin there that says, no, if you have Eidei Mesira, you can wind Eidei Mesira. It's not possible. So we're not learning Gittin now, but I'm mentioning it because the Mishnah Lamaisa has the case. And it's a machlaikis that this case is Ladino or not. The third case in the Mishnah, Yesh Baizman Zeibay Aleidech, Hadzel Safik Erishin. What's that case? You have a perfectly good star, but only one aid is nothing. So the Gemara there in Gittin has two pshat. Either it means you have an aid echad plus the ksavyad of the husband. It's written the ksavyad of the husband. So that equals two. I mean, the Torah is good. Or ksav seifer. It's a man the Omer that the handwriting of the seifer who wrote it is also like an aid echad. Ksav seifer plus the aid echad equals two aidim. So there are two pshatim. Either way, it's kashim in atayrid. Rabbanan pasul. Rabbanan said you need two eidim chasum in the get, and sehu suffik erishin. Again, it's not really a suffik erishin. Klar that in atayrid it's kashim in the Rabbanan it's pasul. Zehu suffik erishin means that we treat it as if it was a suffik erishin. We're machmer both ways. We're machmer kilu she is megureshes if it's a chumra. We're machmer kilu she is not megureshes if it's a chumra, and that's why the Mishnah calls it suffik erishin. Okay, so this is the Mishnah. The Gemara starts with a diuk. Ilu begerishin safek karolai safek karolai leikatan. You want to have a case of safek kedushin. You say safek karolai safek karolai. Why don't you use the same example for safek gerishin? Amar maitaima, amar rabba. Ishazu behes peskes heta l'shukai medes. Misafek atavala isra al tasvenu misafek. Period. Stop here. Rabbah's words are the subject of our it's a Hashem very lengthy discussion. Rabbah tells us there's a concept of Isha b'cheskes heter l'shukai medes, and Isha starts off b'cheskes heter m'safek ata bala isra ata sven m'saf m'sfekes don't even safek d'ayraisa is not going to ask somebody who has a cheskes heter. That's what Rabbah is saying. Talking about this original chazaka, and before we get into it, I'm going to try to explain the concept of chazaka. And what I'd like to try to do today is pretty much tell you what's the Dover HaMakubal. Before we get to the machleksim in the sugya of chazaka, you need to understand what chazaka is. In yeshiva, we deal with chazaka all the time, yet there's a great amount of confusion as to what exactly is Chazaka de Meikara. And the Shmaitza, Shmaitza Beis is the perek that introduces Chazakis. Shmaitza Hei deals with our Taisis. Well, I'm not getting to Taisis today. We're talking about Shmaitza Beis. We're talking about the definition of a Chazaka and what it means. Whatever I tell you now, I think it would be a proper Hadama for Chazakis in any Masechta to understand the Taich of Chazaka de Meikara. Now, first, the word chazaka is a very versatile word. It's used in Shas for many things that have nothing to do with each other. For example, in Bava Basra, you deal with cheskas gimel shana. It has zero to do with chazaka de meikara. Cheskas gimel shana is a takarit rabbana that if you're in a field for 3 years, we assume it's yours. Zero to do with the site we're talking about today, even though it's the word chazaka. It's not our discussion. Second of all, the word chazaka is used in Shas for umdina. Chazaka ain adam pereya tesmana. That's in the first parak of Bava Basra. Chazaka ain adam pereya tesmana. We have a chazaka, people don't pay chayvis early. Balavai shiyah for vizman. Has nothing to do with chazaka in Meikara. The word chazaka there means umdina. Chazaka, we assume. Chazaka, in other prayer, tesmanai, or chazaka lechotze finish. The person's not, doesn't deny things in front of his bowel, in front of his malva. All those chazakis are not to be confused with what we're going to discuss in Yitz Hashem here in the sugya of chazak demeikar. So cheskes gimel shanim, nothing to do with this. That you'll find easy. A chazaka that's an umdina, nothing to do with this, and he's going to get confused. There are going to be chazakis that are assumptions. Those assumptions have nothing to do with this sugya of chazaka demeikar. And what we're talking about, chazaka demeikara, the words chazaka demeikara don't appear in Shas, I think, anywhere. The Gemara's lashon is always uki achas kasai, that you put something on its chazaka. Rashi calls the chazaka demeikara. So Rashi's are the big Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael calls the chazaka demeikara, but it shouldn't be confused with other chazakis. What is chazaka demeikara? It's an assumption that things did not change unless they were proven to change. Chazak demeikara means this woman was born a psula. Today she's a ba'ula. When did she become a ba'ula? We don't know. Chazak demeikara says that the change to her guf happened later, as late as possible. It happened sometime. Could happen early, could happen late. Chazak demeikara says that it didn't change until the last minute that it could have changed. That's chazak demeikara. The same thing, we're going to deal with treifus. You have an animal, assuming you know it was born kosher. You can only know an animal was born kosher if it lives more than a year. An animal dies within a year, maybe it was born that way. Let's say you have an animal, you know it was born kosher. And now it has a treifus. Chazaka de Meikara says that the treifus came later. It came at the last minute. Chazaka de Meikara says it came at the last minute. We're going to discuss a shayla. You shech the cow. And you find it has a hole in the lung. What do you do with the milk that was milked yesterday? The milk of a treifa cow is treif. Chol of treif is treif. So you shech the cow, and you find it has a hole in the lung. So what do you do with yesterday's milk? So we say, we're going to discuss the nidin here, but the pashtus of chazak de beikara is, if you know it was born kosher, you assume the hole came as late as possible, and you assume it came right before shechita. Right before shechita developed this hole. That's chazaka de meikara. It stayed the way it was originally, physically the same way. Could be a chumra, could be a kula, no difference. Chazaka de meikara says that it stayed the same. How do you know chazaka de meikara? Anybody remember? How do you know chazaka de meikara? From Tsaras. Where in Tsaras do we learn chazaka? It's a Gemara Chulin. Gemara Chulin, that Yud, I think, says, how do you know you go basa chazaka? So the Gemara learns it from Tsaras. Which Tsaras? Tsaras in a person's skin. You know when it changed. You look at it. You know when it changed. A Tsaras on a wall of a house. What do you do if there's a nega on the wall of a house? The kohen goes in. He says it's a nega. Then the yotza el pesach habayis. He goes out of the house. And he locks the house, and he waits a week. If during the week, from the hesker, from the time he locked the house, until he comes back a week later and unlocks it and checks it, if by that time it got smaller, if it got bigger, then it's a teras, muflit, it's a vade teras. If it got smaller, then it's a it's tar, even though it's still tzarasti, it's tar. It was aimed, you lock it up again. The Gemara says, how do you know that the tzaras got smaller after he locked the door? maybe between the time he looked at the nega, he turned around, he walked to the door, the nega could have been in the second room. So he walked out of that room, came to the door. Maybe by the time he locked the door, maybe the nega got smaller then. And maybe during the week of Hesker it didn't change. So the Gemara says, we shtel the nega on its chazaka. If the nega was there, and it was big, we assume it stayed the same way until the last minute. When's the last minute? I opened the door and checked it. So the assumption is that it stayed the same until the last minute. What happens if he opened the door? That's a good question. What happens if after I opened the door, it changed? So I don't know. You have to look at chulin. That's a good question. I'll give you homework. You take out a chulin. You take a look. The Mishnah there should explain. The Gemara explains. Okay. So the Gemara learns from there the concept of Chazaka de Meikara, that you go according to the way it was, you assume it stayed that way, and it's Torah. If you have a mitzvah, you know it's Memsa, your Tevel, and later you find it's less than Memsa, in a normal case, you shtel on Chazaka, and you say, when I Tevel'd it was Memsa, and in between something happened, somebody came and took out water. In a normal situation, we go basa chazaka de meikara, and we assume that things stayed the same. Now, the cases I told you are all cheskas haguf de meikara. A chazaka that the guf stayed the same. It's a physical fact. In other words, she was born a besula, she stayed a besula. The mikveh had 40 saw, stayed with 40 saw. The nega was big, the nega stayed big. All of these chazakos, the meikara, are a cheskes haguf, they're a fact, a physical fact in the bria, that something didn't change. That is the typical case of chazaka de meikara. There's a second type of chazaka de meikara, because in our Gemara, we're not talking about anything physical. What's our shayla? The woman was mekudeshes. Did she become megureshes? It's nothing physical. Nothing changes in her body. It's a suffix. Did she change from an eshesish to a pnuya? So our Gemara is not talking about a cheskes haguf de meikara. It's talking about a different type of chazaka de meikara, which is a chazaka in din. Follow what I just said, the difference? Okay, chazaka de meikara, type 1, is a physical fact. The way it was, it didn't change. Physically, something stayed the same way. There's a second type of chazaka de meikara called a chazaka in din. So chazaka meikara doesn't say it was closer to him or her. It doesn't tell you physically where the get landed. So the mikveh for the last 4 months had memsah. I say it stayed. The person didn't have two shazaris for the last 12 years. I say it stayed. Here, my question is not physically if something changed. Someone picked up the get and threw it. Something changed. The question is, if you give her a chazaka that she remained a ishish like she was originally. In the case of a tzara, she remained eligible for yibam like she was originally. Okay, that's a chazaka in din. If you have someone who's tamei, is tamei in the mikveh. The mikveh is a chaz memsah. Someone goes to the mikveh, the tamei, the person tivels, they come out, and then they found something on there, some chatzitza. It's a suffix, it was there before, a suffix later. However, you can imagine the case. There, we shtel on the chazaka, the meikara, that she was tamei. The tivel was tamei. We have a suffix later that doesn't have a case of chazak cheskes agost. some type of suffix later. It's not a physical suffix, just a suffix in din, if the tefillah was kedin. That's called the sveika dedina. And a sveika dedina, we say, stayed in the same way it was originally. Or in Taisis and Ksumis, a woman had a chazaka of a kshera. So Taisis says he was suffik if she became a zayna. Go bas a chazaka de meikara, that she's a kshera. Or another case in Ksumis, a woman has a chazaka, she's mutter lekuhuna. I mean, she's not a zayna. Yom is suffik when she was nibala. If it was nuslanat, give her a chazaka de meikara, that she's a kshera. What's that chazaka de meikara? Not a physical question. It's not a question, did her body change? It's a question, did her status change? Did the status of this person change or not? That type of a chazaka is also a chazaka de meikara. It's also a chazaka that something stayed the way it was originally. But it's a chazaka that's not tied to a cheskes haguf, it's tied to a status in din. What is the status of this person? So we have here two types of chazaka. Chazaka de meikara, which is a cheskes haguf, and chazaka de meikara, which is a chazaka in din. Everybody follow till here? Today is the easy stuff. Okay? Sort of the Aleph Beis. If you don't know Aleph Beis, you can't learn Chumash. So you have no Aleph Beis. Okay, you know the definition? Chazaka de Meikara Cheskes Haguf. Chazaka de Meikara Chazaka in Din. They're both legitimate Chazakis that everyone agrees exists. Everyone agrees there's such a thing as Chazaka de Meikara Cheskes Haguf. Everyone agrees. There are questions in some cases if it applies. But everyone agrees it's such a concept. The chazaka de meikara cheskes haguf, chazaka de meikara and chazaka in din. If you're not sure if you understand it, you're ashamed to say so now, make sure you come to me afterwards, and I'll make sure you have to be sure to understand chazaka de meikara, otherwise it doesn't work. Remember, Ksubis, we went to Sugya of Shabbos, Dov Hashem Eskavim, Lov Shem Tzricha L'Gufa. People had very lumdish questions, but after a while I realized they didn't know the taicha of Lov Shem Tzricha L'Gufa and Dov Hashem Eskavim. You had nice questions. Same thing here. We're not learning Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Dinei Chazakis. You can't start with Shmaitzis or even with the Gemara and Taisis if you don't know Taich. There's Chazaka de Meikara of Cheskes Haguf, Chazaka de Meikara, Chazaka in Din. So what happens if in the same case I'll have one against the other? I have a chazaka de meikara in guf against a chazaka de meikara in din. For example, think of an example. Huh? Which case? Psula case. Okay. You have, that case is a little more complicated. I'll give you a simpler case, which we'll come back to. You have the case of someone who's tameh. It's tegel in a mikveh. We know the mikveh was good. They checked the mikveh, it was good. Checked it 4 days ago, let's say. And the person's title in the mikveh. And the next time they check the mikveh, a day later, someone says, "Oyvei, the mikveh doesn't have memsa." What do we do? Here we have a contradiction. Cheskes haguf of the mikveh says what? Cheskes haguf of the mikveh. Good. It was 40 sa'. Cheskes haguf said it stayed 40 sa'. When did it change? The last time it could have changed. Now, it has to be it could have changed. If a person walks out of a mikveh, and then right away they measure it, and it's only 30 saw, obviously it changed early, and there's no suffix. It's a suffix. The person was tayvul, everyone left the mikveh, a day later they checked it. The cheskes haguf, the chazaka de meikara cheskes haguf says the mikveh was good. What about the chazaka in din? This man who tayveled was Tameh. Chazaka in Din would say that he remained Tameh. They stayed the same. He was Tameh before he went in, he was Tameh after he went in. So here you have a case of a contradiction between a cheskes haguf and a chazaka in din. Cheskes haguf says it was a good mikvah, the person turned to tar. Or you have a cheskes ha, or and you have a cheskes haguf, the person was tameh and the tefillah didn't help. So when you have such a stira, Taisis Exodus, Daf Ayin Hay, says a rule. I don't know if other Rishonim argue. Taisis says that the Chazaka's Cheskes HaGuf is stronger than a Chazaka in Din. I guess we could understand. The Gezeiras HaKosav of Chazaka is a case of Cheskes HaGuf. That's the case of Tzaras. So Taisis says the Cheskes HaGuf is stronger than the Chazaka in Din. Taisis' case is a case where a man is mekadesh a woman, al minas she'im bomu. A man gives a woman kedushin, al minas she has no mum. So he gives the kedushin. A month later, they discover she has a mum. She has a mum that she wasn't born with. That came later. What's the suffix? What's the shayla? When did the mum appear? When did it come? Was the mum there at the time of the kedushin? If the mum was there b'shas kedushin, she's not married. Not an eshes ish. Because if the mum was there b'shas kedushin, the almenos is mekash avlashin l'chamum. If she has a mum, then it's not a kedushin. If the mum came later, then it was a good kedushin. At that time she had no mum. She gets a mum later. If you marry someone, the mum comes later, you're still married. So what are you paskin? What does Chazaka say? She'll figure it out. What does Chazaka say? We don't know when she got the mum. Well, first figure out the case. We're talking about the lungs. In this case of mum, what is Chazaka paskin? Do you all understand? I assume you all understand, you're just shy. What does Cheskes HaGuf say? Cheskes HaGuf says the mum came later. There has to be a mum that we know she wasn't born with. If she might have been born with it, it's not going to help. But assuming it's a type of mum that definitely came later. So Cheskes HaGuf says it came later. She's Eshes Ish. Cheskes HaGuf says that the mum came after the kedushin. What about the Chazaka in Din? She started off a pnuya. And the question is, did she become an Eshes Ish? Chazaf de Meikara in Din says she was a pnuya. She stayed a pnuya. She never became an eshes ish. How could that be? If the mum was there before the kedushin, then the chazaka pnuya would remain. So yeah, the cheskes haguf says the kedushin's good. The chazaka in din says the kedushin's no good. And we go bas the cheskes haguf, the meikara. Now Toisus says so, and it could be all Rishayim agree, but it could be most, but certainly the Shmaitza, the Shariyasha, as far as I know, everyone goes with this psak. Maybe we'll find a Rishon that argues. Right, we're going to talk about it. I wasn't talking about Chasid Asai. I'm talking where it suddenly went. It depends on the Chasid Asai on that. Depends on the Chasid Asai. Sometimes you have a mikvah you know is Chasid Asai. Sometimes you have a mikvah where someone came in between and took out the water. Then there's no rule of Chasid Asai. Anyway, so in this case, Chasid Asai. What? It's true that the Cheskes HaGuf makes the din, but it doesn't make the Cheska Sedin. Cheska Guf, Paskins are there. It's true. If you start with Cheskes HaGuf, you'll end up that way. But if you start with Cheskes HaDin, we'll come out to reverse. Let's stay with the Mum case. Let's stay with the Mum case. But even with this case, you know, I'm saying this, you're cashing on a cashier, because you're right, if you start with Cheskes HaGuf, you end up with the Psak Din. But if you start with Cheskes HaDin, you'll end up with a different halacha. Which is saying Taisus says, alright, Taisus in by Mitzvah, Taisus says that you should look at the Chazaka that's the source of the Psak. That's what Taisus says. Alright, we'll get to what you're saying is right, but it's still the side I'm saying is also right. Okay? The Chazaka in the Meikara in Guf is stronger than the Chazaka Meikara in Din. Now there's one more type of chazaka, which is the third in the level of chazakas. That is chazaka dehashta. What is chazaka dehashta? Chazaka dehashta is a very controversial chazaka. A very controversial chazaka. The Shmaitzer talks about whether there's even such a thing. That's chazaka dehashta. So let me explain what it means if you hold this such a thing. Okay, listen carefully. Plus, till now it's not complicated, and now it gets a little more complicated. Okay? Chazaka Meikara, as I said, everyone agrees. Both types. Chazaka Dehashta is the following need. What happens if I have a behemoth and I find a trephis in its body? Let's say the behemoth is less than a year old. If it's more than a year old, I know it's one kosher. I find a behemoth that's less than a year old, and I shech the animal, and I find a hole in the lung. Now, obviously, if I find it has two hearts, it was born that way. There's no suffix. Animals don't develop a second heart in the middle of their lifetime. So I'm talking about the type of mum of trephis that can happen in the middle. The animal, I shech the animal, has a hole in its lung. Now, what's the din of yesterday's milk? Here, there's no chazak to meikara. I don't know. Maybe it was born with a hole. Maybe not. The question is, now yesterday's milk I'm not allowed to use. Pashas is a suffix. It goes with dinei suffix. It's suffix trefer. I know the animal has a hole today. Did it have it yesterday when I milked it? Pashas is a suffix. Those who hold Chazaka Dehashta hold that when I don't know the Meikara, then whatever it is now, I do a reverse Chazaka. I say now it has a hole, I go back and I say it didn't change. It had the hole since it was born. It always had the hole. It never changed. Chazaka means things don't change. So this never changed. It has a hole now, it always had a hole. What's the logic for that? Why should I say Chazaka Dehashta? No? What's the logic to say Chazaka Dehashta? Huh? Okay. What? Could have been born, it could have not been born then. I don't know. I don't know if there's any change. So why should I say there's no change? So maybe it did change in the middle, maybe it didn't. Chazaka Dehashta is really taking Chazaka de Meikara. What is Chazaka de Meikara? It didn't change. Just Chazaka de Meikara, I know how it started. I say it never changed. Chazaka Dehashta is a reverse Chazaka de Meikara. If Chazaka de Meikara says it never changed, so when I don't know how it started, and I know how it is today, I should say the way it is today, it always was. And just like today, it has a hole, I should say in reverse, that it always had a hole. So those who promote the idea of Chazaka D'Hashta hold that, and Tosfos holds of Chazaka D'Hashta, that Chazaka D'Hashta says the way it is today, it always was. Now Chazaka D'Hashta is not directly involved in this sugya. At least when we started, once you get into it, I have no way of knowing what we're going to end up with. But there's no issue pashtus of Chazaka D'Hashta in the pashtus of the Gemara. So, for now, it's something you should know. So, in order of kayak, if it's possible, he was born with it, we assume he was born with it. And all the milk is vaday trei from the beginning. It's not possible. So I'm going to have to say, let's say I have a 1.5-year-old animal with a hole in the lung. I would have to say, L'chayra, Chazaka D'Hashta says, he got its hole 11 months and 28 days ago. It had the moon as long back as possible. L'chayra, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe once it changed, it didn't change. I'm sorry, you're right. This is, if we know it was born without it, Sagobas Chazaka Meikar, I take that back. If I know it was born without it, I say it stayed the same till today, because of the Meikar. Pashtus. And Chazaka D'Hashta is only when I don't know the way the chain started. Okay? Good? If I know it once had Chazaka D'Meikar, Pashtus, you never say Chazaka D'Hashta. We'll have something called Tati L'Reyesa, which is a whole new thing, and I'm not so cruel as to confuse it more. Today, you have to understand the three chazakis, and we'll get into a discussion of the mikveh case, which of course is the big, all the raid has to do with mikveh. But for today, we're dealing with mikveh very simply. Okay. So if I have chazaka d'meikara against chazaka d'hashta, I always go basa chazaka d'meikara, because that's Xeris HaKasuf. By Tzaras, I know 7 days and an hour ago was big. I know today it's small. When did it change? Chazaka D'Hashta would say, go all the way back, and it didn't change. It changed immediately. Chazaka D'Meikara says, no, it changed later. We go bus to Chazaka D'Meikara, and we say it started off originally. So this is Aleph, Beis, and Gimel of Chazakas. Okay, if you're clear in your mind that we're not talking about Chazaka in other prayers, Manai, or Umdinis, we're talking about Chazakas. So Aleph, Beis, and Gimel is Chazaka D'Meikara, Cheskes HaGoth, the case of Tzaras. Chazaka D'Meikara, Cheskes HaDin, which Tosfos says, and I assume all the Rishayim, at least most of the Rishayim, agree with. Then we have Chazaka D'Hashta. Shmaitzer, the beginning of one of the Shmaitzer starts with the suffix if there's such a thing as Chazaka D'Hashta or not. As I said, that's not our main issue for today, or even for the most of the week, but you have to know that there's such a thing. Okay. Once we've established the three types of Chazaka, we move on to the question of why. Let's talk only about the first type. That's the easiest type. Okay, we're talking about the first type. The strongest, Chazaka D'Meikara, Cheskes HaGoth. She was born a Besula, she stayed a Besula. She was born a Shleima, stayed a Shleima, didn't become a Treifa. In any case, you want to have a Chazaka D'Meikara. What's the Svara? Can anybody explain the Svara? Let's say, case of Tzaras, we'll pick an easier case to discuss. Probably the easiest case to discuss is mikveh, but mikveh, there are other factors, so I want to avoid it. So let's say the animal. Okay, an animal has a hole in the lung. I milked the cow yesterday, I have milk. Has a hole in the lung today. And I know it was born a Shleima. The animal's 2 years old. I know it wasn't a treifa. Treifas die within a year. So, I assume the milk is kosher. Anybody want to try to explain the svara? What's the svara? This animal got a hole in its lung sometime in the last 11 and three-quarter months. 11.9 months. Sometime during that time it got a hole. It couldn't have been more than 12 months ago because it would have died. It didn't die. I shechted it. So I know it got its hole sometime in the last, we'll call it 12 months. I mean 12 minus a mashu. But sometime in the last 12 months it got a hole. And milk, I milked yesterday. I mashed the milk. What's the svar? Anybody? Saying, so you're really saying is not that it's logical it got the hole earlier, just have no right to assume it. Okay. Now that's true, that's correct. Anybody have like a more logical reason it would have gotten the hole later? Is there any reason an animal would get a hole in its lung later rather than earlier? No. Yeah, but could have eaten that thing 10 months ago, 9 months ago, 8 months ago, or today. Why should I assume it ate it later? So the aside is taka the way we say there is no logic to chazaka de meikara. Zero logic. It's not, the Torah is not telling us a logical thing. In the language of all the Rosh Yeshiva, it's not a birur. Birur is a logical argument. It's a mevarer something. If two witnesses say something, Edim is a birur. It's a mevarer the fact. It clarifies. An umdina is a birur. Amigo is a birur. What's amigo? It's mistaver, he's telling the truth. If you wanted to lie, he could have said something else. Amigo is a bearer of pashtus. Chazaka de meikara is not a bearer. It's not a logic. It's not logical that it got it later. As a matter of fact, you could argue that I milked the cow yesterday, it's logical that it got the hole earlier. Look, it couldn't have gotten the hole today, yesterday, 3 days ago, 4 days ago, 5 days ago, 6 days ago, 7 days ago. There are more days before than after. More logical, got it before. Lamaisa, we don't do that. We say Chazaka, the Meikara says it happened later. Chazaka, the Meikara is the Gezeres HaKosov of Hanhagas HaSvekis. Hanhagas HaSvekis means the following. The Torah knew that there are times human beings won't know the facts. And it'll be impossible to figure it out. The Torah was not here that you're not Nevi'im. You can't figure out the facts when the mikveh became chasid, or when the mum came, or when the treifus came. So the Torah gives us rules for dealing with tzveikus. For example, Sofet Arayis L'chumra. It's a rule. The Torah is not here that you can have tzveikus. So the Torah tells you, when you have tzveikus, do this. Chazaka de me'ikara is not a birur, it's not a svara, it's not a logic. It's a rule. The rule is, when you don't know what to do, even though it's an issur d'oraisa, and some d'oraisa l'chumra, you don't know what to do, you should be machmir, zok the Torah, except when there's a chazaka de me'ikara. If there's a chazaka de me'ikara, you're noyig, a hanhaga of chazaka. You go basa chazaka. Not a birur, a hanhaga, a way to behave. The Torah says, you don't know what to do, I want you to behave this way. Behave, ki'ilu, it happened as late as possible. Ah, you might be over this in their answer, it doesn't matter. Hazaka de me'ikara is hanhaga sasvekas. What? No, or any chazaka de me'ikara. Chazaka did the same thing. Not a logic, it's a cloud. There are a number of nafkaminas. I'm going to use one nafkamina, which is the easiest one to point out. The Ramah Yeridaya talks about a man who is boil his wife, lives with his wife, and finds out that B'shas Tashmish, she was a Nida. Now she was becheskas tar. She was becheskas, not a nida. And it wasn't the time that you have to be chayshish. It wasn't a time of the month she expects to become a nida. A man is bayil. And then he finds out that at the time she was a nida. He's pirish amais, he's nizdam. That she was a nida b'shas mais. So the Ramah says, the man does not need a kapara. So he's bayil a nida b'shaygeg. She need a kapara. The halacha is he does not need a kapara. Now those of you who learned later in Yevamis know what's the din if there's an eishes ish. Two eidim come and say her husband died. Two eidim say her husband died, and she goes to the biggest bezdin in Klal Yisrael, and bezdin pastor, she's allowed to get married, and she gets married. And after she gets married, Bahorug Baraglov, the man who's supposed to be dead, walks in alive. Is she happy to see him? Not happy to see him? I'm not sure. Does she need a kapara? So we have later, in the Parakisha Shalab Island Dina Sayyam, that she needs a kapara. The flight is the mission if she needs a carbon. Apibezin takes it, the chayav is the carbon. The Mishnah says she's a shaygeg, or if not, she's peturim a carbon. She's a carbon, but she needs a kapara. Why does she need a kapara? She got a psak from the Gadlaidar. She needs a kapara. Why does she need a kapara? Listen carefully. When she gets married, apishtei edim. She made a mistake. She was fooled. She was fooled. What she did was a toss. She made a toss. She relied on these two Aiden. Aiden fooled her. They were liars. It was a toss here. For a toss, you need a kapar. If you do it out, people, not only that, homosexuals, the Bezna God will pass and something is mutter, and you did it, you need a kapara. Why do you need a kapara? Why? Bezna Gogol Paskin. The Torah says, listen to Bezna Gogol. Torah says, it was a toss. It was a mistake. Bezna made a mistake. If there's a mistake, you need a kapara. That's true when you rely on two Eidim, when you rely on a Psak Bezdin. However, when you rely on a Chazaka, you're not sure. If she's pirsanid or like pirsanid. So you rely on a chazaka, right now she's tar, and you rely that pishas tashmir, she's not going to be pirsanid. Chazaka to make her, physically she's not a nida, there's no dam. You're relying on the chazaka that there won't be dam. You didn't do anything wrong, there was no toss. Why? Chazaka is not a birr. It doesn't say, I'm sure she won't, there won't be dam the svara. It's telling you, if you don't know, you're allowed to rely on the Chazaka and the Meikara, that it stayed the same. There was no toast, there was no mistake. Because you're Mesupik, and the Torah says, on Hagas HaSvekas, when you're not sure what to do, assume it stays the same. And you're allowed to do that, you're allowed to assume it stayed the same. You don't need a Kapara for that. You don't need a Kapara, because there was no mistake. What you did was correct. Your son, you didn't assume factually she won't see down. You went boss of the advice of the Torah that if you don't know, it's mutter. You follow? What? Beer is more of an hugger. But the beerer is a mistake. It wasn't Bevarer. There, the beerer, the two Adim turned out, you thought it's a beerer, you were tell you it was not a beerer. They were liars. That means that the two Eidim are Mavar the fact. If it turns out the two Eidim were not Mavar, the Torah gives you a shush to rely on them because they're telling you what the facts are. If they're not telling you the facts, so then you can't rely on them that don't tell you the facts. The two Eidim, the Matara of two Eidim, seem to tell you the facts. They did Yusha Chakir and they're Paskin. Torah says rely on the best. And Afal PK. You relied on the bezin, so you're an einus, you're a carbinus. Could be you're an einus gomor. But you need a kapara, there was a mistake. There was a toss that happened. In chazaka, there was no toss. Now, this idea that it's a bearer, that it's not a bearer, rather that it's a fact, is the geyak to tray to tray. You're going to have later, if you have two eidim against two eidim, it's a suffix. You have two eidim say that he's telling the truth, two eidim say he's lying. Tray to tray, right? Let me ask you, if you have tray to tray, two eidim say he owes him money, two eidim say he doesn't owe him money, a fifth eid walks in and he says, I know, like, he does owe him money. Does that fifth eid do anything? You all know. What's the expression? Tray kameya. Doesn't he hear a thing? One way he doesn't hear anything. Let's say I have tray to tray, and the Baal Din has a migul. So it's two against two, but on one side there's also a migul. Does that help? I tray to tray, got us a migul. It doesn't help. Why? Because migul is approved as a bearer. Tray kaneya. Two eidim against two eidim. Two eidim against 100 eidim is the same. Two eidim against two plus amigo doesn't help. Two against two plus amigo plus a shvua. Shvua is a bearer. Not going to help. By tray to tray, no new rayas are going to help. Even ungidis don't help. Two eidim say he paid tezmanai. Two eidim say he didn't pay tezmanai. So say chazaki another prayer tezmanai. Nothing doing. Chazaki prayer tezmanai is a svara. It's a bearer. When you have two against two, it doesn't matter how many birurim you pile on one side, stays tray to tray. Yet, tray to tray, we go basa chazaki de meyakara. When you have tray two against two, you go basa chazaki de meyakara. Why? You don't go basa migul, you don't go basa shvua, you certainly don't go basa eid echad. And you go, why do you go? Answer is, tray to tray is a suffix. What do you do by sveikus? And hogas a sveikus is chazak in the meikara. I'm not eating another raya. If I'd be eating another raya, it wouldn't make sense. If two eidim against two eidim, eating rayas doesn't help. Two eidim is a raya, that it's true. Two against two is a suffix. Suffix the raya, suffix the rabbana, we'll see. Why do you go basa chazaka? Because the Torah told you, if you don't know, if you're misufik, shtel on chazaka. Chazaka the meikara, paskis.
Looks like only
see, if two eidim cancel each other out, then a migul should work also. Chazaka. Let's say two eidim say the mikvah was chasa earlier, two eidim say the mikvah was chasa later. So the din is, we go back to chazaka, we say the mikvah was chasa later. So it's saying not like those two eidim. Those two eidim say it was a chasa later. The two eidim cancel the two eidim out, and they're all not here, then the migul should work too.
The migul is not, what's the migul?
If two eidim say that he's saying perua, two eidim say pay, two eidim say didn't pay, and he has a migul, he could have said mizuyah. Perua, migul, mizuyah. So why don't we say two eidim cancel each other out, and believe him with perua and migul, mizuyah? You don't say such a thing.
The migul doesn't connect the eidim.
The chazan mikvah is also going to connect the eidim. Saying the mikvah wasn't chasa, and that's saying it was. So the yisoid is that when you don't know what to do, you go bas chazak the meikara. That's an hodes aseikus. Now this yisoid, Rabbi Chanan says here in the Kodesh Tzaris, I made a copy of the Kodesh Tzaris. I'd like everyone to please take one. Only take one if you're going to use it, and make sure you take one. You know what I mean. This Rabbi Chanan deals with this idea that it's a chazak the meikara is not a birur. That's the yisoid of Rabbi Chanan. And again, you have to know, if you don't know what a chazaka de meikara is, how it works, it's foolish to start talking about the yisaidus of our taisus. And therefore, it has to be clear what a chazaka is, how a chazaka works, And Memela, we can start talking about Reyeses, which is the sugya of Yavam Mustaf Lamed. So this is the idea that we're going to hopefully deal with. I have to tell you, you have to come in tomorrow morning, and Tuesday morning, and Wednesday morning, and Thursday morning, ready to learn Achreinim. Ready to learn the Gemara, Taisus, Ishazu, and then you have to be ready to learn Achreinim. The sugya here has to do with Reyeses and Chazaka, and you talk about what a Reyesa means. That's the sugya we're going to talk about. That's the case in the Shach. Again, the Shach is Simen Nun in Yeridaya, Simen Nun, some cotton days. And before you learn the whole Shach, he brings the Darkei Moshe and the Maharam Lublin in the beginning. Make sure you understand the Darkei Moshe. It's not hard. You have to yourself why. Then the Maharam Lublin plugs this Tosfos into the Darkei Moshe. Obviously, you have to learn Tosfos first. But the Seder Advarim, that's where we're headed. And I'm hoping that if you get a geshmak, Chazal Mekar is one of the most geshmakish sugyas. If you get a geshmak from it, which I hope you will, you'll hopefully have a kinyan in this.